CliffCentral.com.
All right, good morning, everyone.
Good morning, everybody. Yes, good morning, everyone. It is a Wednesday. Here is Sia and Gordon, Gareth, and you and me.
All right, what's happening?
I know. Just happened there.
I know. We
remixed. We just started a man band.
Oh, can't call it a boy band.
The intro music on the spot.
That's right. That's what we do. That's what we do. We don't fuck around. We are real.
What incredible talent.
Oh, Gord. Thanks. Can I tell you what? Gord, I'm cross with you. I'm going to start with that.
Ooh. Golly, why?
Now, I'll tell you, golly, why. Because you told me I had to watch that Zack Snyder Superman, Batman, Wonder Woman, blah 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 movie.
The Justice League, yes, Snyder Cut. I still haven't seen it. I'm just excited to do so.
You summon a bitch.
That 4 hour long situation?
Yeah, well, that's it. I think it's even longer than 4 hours because I started watching it last night at, I don't know, 10, and I thought, oh, this will be plenty of time. Wow.
You started watching a 4 hour thing at 10.
Yeah, but
that's my fault. Apologies for that, Gareth.
Yeah, I'm still going to hold you responsible because I eventually got to sleep at like 1:30, maybe even 1:45 last night. Very good movie, I'll tell you.
I mean, I was like, going to say, was it good? Because like I haven't set 4 hours aside yet.
I really enjoyed it. It was good. And
did you watch the original one? Because I didn't. DC movies got so crap that I never even bothered with Justice League or Aquaman.
Totally with you.
And then I accidentally bothered with Wonder Woman 1984. And I think I mentioned on the last show, is in the top three shittest sequels ever.
Oh, no, definitely.
After Anchorman and Kingsman.
100% right. So, no, I didn't really know what was going on because there are plots, you know, holes in the plot that I didn't really, because I'm not a huge DC fan, so I kind of had to string it together in my own head and figure out also who was who and what was going on. And I didn't know who the fast guy. Is that Flash?
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
It's Flash.
All right, sorry. I didn't really. And then there's dude called...
You've got like 12 interesting characters, and the Flash is one of them.
Yeah, well, I had to figure out that the one was Cyborg, the other one was Flash, the other one was... Wonder Woman, then there was Aquaman and Batman.
But was it like suitably gritty and like engaging and you gave a shit? Because that's what DC are missing. And I'm looking forward to seeing Evil Superman.
That was quite cool because they show Superman. He doesn't appreciate being being brought back or whatever. So you'll see what happens. Anyway.
Gareth, Evil Superman was...
One at a time, please, class. One at a time, please, class.
Sorry, I can only see myself in the visual. The lack of visual.
Is that better?
Conversation cues is odd.
Yeah. See, are you going to say?
Did you feel the full hours? Like the full 4 hours? Or did it go by in a flash, excuse the pun?
It was good. I just needed... in a 4 hour movie, you start getting like tired. I mean, I was lying in bed watching it on the laptop, and, you know, eventually you're like, this is giving me a crick in the neck. So it was good. It was a good movie.
A friend of mine recommended breaking it into 2 2-hour sections or 4 1-hour sections.
Yeah, well, they've actually got chapters in it. It's such a long movie that they break it down for you. Like they go chapter 1, chapter 2, chapter 3, chapter 4.
I'm not going to do it in one sitting. I don't have a 4-hour attention span for anything.
Even this really confusing epilogue after the movie, which is easily another 15, 20 minutes. So you really, and it's confusing as hell because they've got the Joker in there as well. Very weird.
Yeah, and I think Lex Luthor's in there too.
Yeah, and I forgot like Lex Luthor's role in the whole thing. So
he was crap in Superman versus Batman.
Like I'm totally willing to admit that I'm a nerd, but I'm not that much of a nerd that I knew all the backstories. So I was a bit confused at some point. That's all I know.
Yeah. Anyway. I've always thought D's and C's was like the code for their marks at superheroing in school.
Yeah. That's probably about right. Because Marvel get it so much better. So, see,
we've got 97,400 characters. 8 of them are famous.
Yeah.
And we've screwed up the last 18 movies about them.
They have. They really have. They're not as good. So, Sia, you're in the office today because Sia had to go in at the last minute. Simpiwe was having problems. So I think we're all connected and everything's working fine.
I sometimes go in at the last minute too, Sia, so I feel your pain.
God.
Sia, what's...
Gareth, don't encourage him. Don't indulge this.
Is it cold there now, early in the morning, first thing? Because we used to do this every day, and honestly, I haven't been at the studio early in the morning. I think the last time we did it was for our birthday last year. Remember, we did the 1st of May in the studio, and that was horrible. It was already heading into winter.
I have these big, thick, black curtains at my place. And so the curtains are always drawn when we start the show, and you guys talk about how dark it is, and I just nod every so often, not getting it.
Gordo, we can't
hear
you.
I left the house. What did you say, Gordo?
I was going to say, you didn't judge your curtains for being thick. Maybe they're strong in other areas. Are they particularly athletic? Perhaps they've got a high EQ. Are they very sensitive? I mean,
how selfish.
It's not all about maths.
Never tests. Find out what in the characteristics.
You haven't unlocked your curtains.
True,
they probably got ballet in them or something magical, and you've just never found out because they're thick.
I know, so selfish of me. But when I left the house this morning, it was so freaking dark.
Yes.
Oh, wait a minute. This reminds me of the good old days.
But I've been cold in the last week for the first time in about a couple of years, actually. But when you feel it in your hands, and it's awesome.
Feel it in your fingers.
How about
feel it in your toes.
How about the suggestion that Gord and I were discussing at the beginning of the show this morning? Maybe we start the show in winter at 8 instead of at 6.
Maybe that's a great idea. Always.
Anybody in favor? We could start the show on the 1st of May at 8 o'clock in the morning. How about it?
Yeah, you know, because 2 hours of sleep is not important if it's warm, and is if it's not.
What do the American shows, well, also the British, also do daylight savings and whatnot? What do they do? I've never thought of that.
The show stays in its time slot, but the time slot moves along with all other time slots.
I mean, we could permanently move the time slot. We could do whatever we want. I don't have to check with management. Like, we can discuss this now.
I've been saying it.
We could
I've
talk.
I've been saying
this could
it.
This could be like a board meeting. Sia, Gareth,
no one's been hearing
Gord.
It, but I've been saying it.
Well, I mean, let's make sure.
And I both vote for later.
Maybe people wouldn't enjoy that more. Tracy says she doesn't mind. She says absolutely started at 8. That's no problem. Sean says it's a cuck idea though. So you see already we've got one for one against. Tanya says 8 would be awesome. I set my alarm.
Are we letting the listeners vote? Because I'm gonna rally mine for the. Then we
All
have
right.
to have the election at a set time.
Let's have an election. That's a good idea.
Okay.
Let's do this. I reckon. Let's set a date in the calendar, and we have an election.
Steph, Sean, so selfish. You want all of this suffering just so that you can have the show at the time you want.
Steph says, I agree, cuck idea. All right, so they're all coming in thick and fast now. What about Leanne? We need her. Don't think 8 will work for her. Hard no on 8 o'clock, says Simon.
Oh, well, screw you. This is the people who are up and listening at 6 a.m. It's like going to the Metallica concert and taking a scientific poll on whether Metallica are a good band. It's exactly what social media is. We all disagree. We all agree on something. Let's disagree together. It's like you guys are up at 6.
We just opened up a can of worms
here. 30 of you that get up now. Let's wait until the people who watch this on YouTube later this afternoon get their say.
Oh, there's a huge opposition to this. A lot of people very, very angry about this. MSK saying, we're already at work at 8 a.m. 6 is fine. Let's do that. Basitsana saying 7.
Good point.
How about we compromise at 7:30? Nick says
Basitsana is mediating this henceforth. I nominate Basitsana to be the chairperson of this and oversee it for fairness.
Hey, there's a huge opposition to this, I'm afraid. People are not enjoying this idea.
But you're asking the Metallica fans at the Metallica concert. These people have woken up for the show, all 14 of them. The rest are coming later.
No, so, Gord, what you're also saying is very biased. You are saying if we set a time and a place, you want to get your own crowd of people who will side with you to further substantiate
people who
your
would
idea.
Like to listen to the show if it wasn't so early, as opposed to the people who are obviously listening to us live now because that's what they do.
Well,
we need Buzzard Sana, and we need the IEC, and we need mediators, and we need a gigantic budget for the cardboard boxes.
That's exactly right. So we need a gigantic budget, which means that we're not going to do the
move. I'm tabling, because it's obviously not a national scale election, I'm tabling 50 million rand to cover our budget of 7,000 or 8,000 rand for this. And we got Buzzard Sana. We need to pay her fees, and definitely need a few consulting firms. I know lots. I've got friends in consulting firms. We can get like 7 or 8. Perfect.
Gareth, what made you vaguely consider it?
Well, Gord moans like a stuck pig every time we start the show at 6. He hates it. I mean, he does not.
I thought that was going somewhere completely else. I was like, don't tell them about my moaning, Gareth.
Oh, Gordon!
That term is a bedroom term. It's only affectionate when it's our time.
Well, JLM says, why don't we record the show the night before? But I don't... You see, like, that would be... Yeah, I don't like that idea either. Although, I've got to tell you, like, the one thing I absolutely love, it's the reason weekends still make a difference to me, we spoke about this briefly on Monday, is I love sleeping in, man. I love sleeping in. I do not like waking up. Having said that, I do love that our day is, our day starts at 6 and we can get really productive early on.
Be exhausted for the rest of the day.
Like if you listen at 6, then you can listen at any time unless you really care about hearing us live. You know, some people.
Exactly.
Some people, it's important.
But if you listen at 6, you've got to listen to yesterday's show. I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, that's true.
But I actually, since this whole change of eating plan, etc., have just started waking up much earlier than I normally do. So I'm actually really only losing maybe an hour and a half on what was normal. When we had to go to the studio, I was up 3 hours earlier than I normally would be. So I slept for 3 hours less every Wednesday than every other day of the week. It's not as bad under lockdown. It's still an hour and a half early for me, though.
For my own selfish reasons, if we move the time of the show, it would really be like the carpet being ripped right under my feet. I don't know if I'd have a foundation anymore. It's like if we record the show the night before, then what time do I wake up? I don't have to wake up at 5. So I'll be a bit of a slump to wake up at 8:30 and then, do I really even want to have morning meetings at all? Then I'll move all my meetings to the afternoon. And
I think
I'll be that guy in sweatpants again at 2 p.m. No.
Treshka has the kind of name that you've got to listen to. And Treshka says, keep it at 6. She's not even willing to discuss
it. What does that mean?
Treshka's name is very much the kind of name that someone who's decisive has for, you know, her parents knew that she was the kind of person who didn't brook any arguments or take any bullshit. So Treshka says, keep it at 6.
Otherwise, they would have called her Brooke. I do think that taking the what time referendum just after 6 is bad, is bad strategy.
Yeah.
But Steph asks, how come we can see you so clearly today? Thank you for noticing, Steph. I brought Lamphany with me.
Who's Lamphany? Oh, look at that. You've got a lamp.
Yeah.
Because man, is it dark when Lamphany's off.
Yeah.
Gord, you do know that you don't have to name every single inanimate object you own. Right?
No, you do.
You come look Fanuel in the eyes and tell him that to yourself.
Fanuel.
With an E, it's the biblical Fanuel.
Oh, how dare... Disrespect Fanuel.
I had
Michael Raffone and I are having no more of this.
Michael Raffone.
It's actually Raffone because it's originally Italian, but
that's
just
so good.
Anglicized that shit.
Oh, that's great.
Lord, you need to start seeing more people in your life, please.
Why? When I've got Fanuel and Lamsony and Michael Raffone,
that's exactly the problem.
These are your friends.
It's a jewel.
Well, Dogoza says it would ruin my whole schedule if you started at 6. I mean, started at 8 instead of 6. So, yeah, I think, all right, you know what, for the sake of, like, not starting a fight, until further notice, this idea will be shelved. Everybody calm down. Everybody calm down, including you, see. I could
That's
see you
directed at you, Gord.
Yeah, but I could also see you having a bit of a panic attack over this stuff. So we'll just keep it where it is, all right? Everybody calm down.
So we should do the should we start at 6 debate at exactly 6 next time to make it even more fair.
Gord, we'll do one at 8 if you prefer. All right? We'll do both. We'll do both. So listen, first things first, see, I watched SABC One News last night to see Nopalo Grootboom's final broadcast. I didn't know this was a thing, and then I saw it trending on Twitter. Just explain to me why this is legendary and who she was, and remind me of the whole story here, because I honestly don't know. I hate to sound like an idiot, but I'm not in the loop with the SABC. I'm really not.
Neither.
Oh, my gosh. She's just woven into just South African culture and the fabric of a lot of people's lives. You know, back when TV viewing was TV viewing and everyone would gather around the television, that was the thing.
Right.
In some homes, you even ate in front of the TV. So it was the case like that for our house. And you start, you know, there was some sort of sitcom at like 7, sort of American sitcom, and then it would go to the evening news at 7:30, and then it would go to Generations when 8 o'clock was 8 o'clock.
Right.
So you would sit and you'd have your dinner watching the news, and Nopalo Grootboom was that person. She was like, yes, we talk about how warped relationships are now with people who you admire, but she was that aunt, that sister, that mother for a lot of us, and there was that trust. It's like, oh, if Nopalo says this, then you ought to listen. Nopalo is there for your credible source of news. And then she had this iconic catchphrase at the end of the bulletin, which she'd say in Xhosa, which is "Ndithanda nonke emakhaya," which means "I love you all at home." It was always a thing of "We love you too, Nopalo." She was a legend. So after 37 years of being in news in South Africa, she retired yesterday, and it was her final bulletin. It was scheduled at 7, and this is when you go, you know, social media is good.
Yeah,
it wasn't malicious, so I am an advocate of this. The final bulletin was scheduled at 7. The president announces in the afternoon to say he's going to make his address at 7 o'clock. People swarmed the presidency, the government account, saying, excuse me, no, we are busy at 7 o'clock. We are watching Nopalo Grootboom's final bulletin. We cannot watch the president. President, you have to do something.
I can't. I really don't.
A few minutes later, the president announces and says,
like, I genuinely,
they're moving the bulletin time.
I see her in her outfit from last night, and she's wearing like a whole Xhosa thing. But honestly, I cannot tell you that I've ever seen her. I do not.
Yeah, me neither. I feel sort of culturally ignorant, but at the same time, I have avoided the SABC in all forms since the late 90s. So it's not personal. Man. It's just the whole station, the whole entity.
Well, I know.
You know, her big heydays were in the 90s when she was on television more regularly. You know, she sat and she broadcasted, and she was on the broadcast for Chris Honey's funeral. That was before my time, but even I've heard that was quite iconic.
She's been there a long ass time. Sure. Okay. I feel really stupid.
And then after the 90s, she wasn't on television every single day. But when Madiba passed away,
she had like
away,
an Oprah phase, like a doing things when it's necessary, big things kind of.
Yeah.
Don't call me out, call you type of thing.
Yeah, she was called in for those moments. When Madiba passed away, also it was the public who was like, you know, Nopalo's Xhosa, Madiba was Xhosa. There's this thing of, we want a ceremony like Madiba's funeral held to a particular standard. So the public voted for Nopalo to come back, and she did that. And the same with Mamweni's funeral as well. People said, we want Nopalo to give us updates on this.
Like, she's probably had one of the longest careers in that case in television. So good for her. I mean, that's nothing to just ignore and move on from, because tell you what, if you've been in television for that long in this country, you've really done something good. The only people who I reckon could keep up with her are like the Rian Kraybachens, and, you know,
I was about to say Rian Kraybachen, who is immortal.
Yeah, I mean, like, I honestly can't think of another name. I think that's it.
Derek Watts in a South African context.
Maybe Derek Watts.
Yeah, Derek Watts. Yeah. He's really had the power to go along. Yeah, never mind.
But that's it. That's incredible. You know, it's well, good for her. I'm sorry I didn't know. Probably because I didn't really watch SABC news at any stage. I was never a big SABC news fan, so maybe that's why I was just ignorant of the whole thing. But there we go. So well done.
But you talked here about the whole like ritual of watching like TV and particularly free to air TV. I mean, I've never had my own DSTV since I moved out of house. I had a girlfriend for a few years who had it, and I just, by the time I wanted it, downloading was a thing. But I did used to watch countless hours of Dragon Ball Z. You'd get back from varsity sometime mid-afternoon, roll 85 joints, and watch every episode of this really drawn-out animated soap opera. And I really like it. And that was something where it was like a part of...
What were you just... Oh, there we go. Look, Dragon Ball Z. I wondered what you were reaching for there. Okay.
And oh my gosh! When 5 o'clock was 5 o'clock.
Gordo, what are those? What are those little toys? What are those little toys called? Those things that you have?
Funko Pops, and I've accidentally got way more than I want.
Yeah, my brother's got a bunch of those too. He loves.
I was looking for a particular sort of 5 or 6 of them, and found lots of other ones, and then bought a bunch of them, and then everyone saw that I have them, and my friends started giving them to me. Now I'm like, got so many.
Well, there are lots of comments coming through about Noklolo. MSK says, we all grew up watching her before Generations, back when news was at... Oh, Gord, is that you? Back when news was at 7:30, she was in our homes every day at the same time. Cultural icon. Wow, okay. Mm. Well, there we go. And plenty of this. Like, my dad never missed the news, says Ntokozo. I grew up watching Noklolo. Rickus says, Gareth, you've been doing shows from 6 a.m. for more than a decade. Your system will be shocked when all of a sudden you have to wake up 2 hours later. You're probably right. Maybe I'll die. So I better.
I think you're going to be the same as Rian Kravok, and you're just going to
carry on forever.
Somebody commented that there's an echo on my vibe, but I'm hearing it as well.
Are you?
Hmm.
All right. Leave the stream and then come back. Exit and come back, Gordo.
Exit stream.
Come back in a minute.
Everything's a song.
Everything's a song. So, all right, Sia's at the studio this morning because we were worried Simpiwe wouldn't make it there on time, and she was running a little bit late, which happens. It was Simpiwe's birthday on Sunday, so we think maybe she is suffering the after effect. I said to her yesterday, did you have a bit of a party? Because it was on Sunday. And she's like, yeah. So I said, but who parties on a Sunday? She just smiled. So she obviously had something on.
Extreme.
He's back again.
Extreme. Join stream. It's Gordon and he's in the stream. Am I sounding echoey or not?
Yeah, let us know if you think he's still sounding a bit echoey, because it's certainly sounding all right on my side. If Gord is a problem,
yeah, I think it sounds a little better.
We will discipline him accordingly.
Ooh.
Oh, please don't kick me off the show at this time of morning,
so that you can go back to sleep.
Suspended for the day.
Yeah,
I'm suspended.
Yeah,
for echoing.
That's what we'll have to do to you. All right. So the one thing was Noklolo, and then we've obviously got the president, who Sia mentioned. He came on yesterday and had some things to say. Cyril had a family meeting, which I hate that term, family meeting, because it never feels like a family meeting. It feels like you're being told.
You're about to be presented with you're about to be outnumbered and informed of something you don't want to do.
Correct. And look, I didn't watch it, so I didn't even see that last night, because I thought, you know, these days you don't even have to see the news. Like, someone's going to send you a WhatsApp afterwards to tell you what was said. And I wasn't
this
particularly...
This is my theory.
What's that?
I just come on here once a week, and if like any like major global coups have happened, or there's been a war, or like somebody illegitimately famous has died, I find out here. And if I don't find out here, it obviously wasn't that important.
Well, that's exactly what happened last night. So I watched it, and then I saw, oh, okay, you don't actually need to know, because your friends let you know. So I got this WhatsApp from somebody saying, so basically they're not selling alcohol from Friday, so you can't buy alcohol at the shops, but you can still have drinks at restaurants and bars, And I was like, you know what? I don't really care much about alcohol, so I'm fine with this. But it still irritates me that government have got us complying with these dumb regulations. I know why they're doing it. They're doing it because they're worried about Easter becoming a super spreader event. And, you know, we've managed to get our numbers under control. So there's Cyril. Who was it who said, when he stands up, it's serious, and when he sits down, it's not? Because he was standing up for last night's, by the looks of things, and it wasn't so serious.
Oh, yes. I forgot which way around it goes, but it was a friend of mine who told me that. Mm. Look, by the time the president rolled around, I was so snug on the
couch. He rolled around?
So
at what stage of the broadcast did he roll around, and why? Was he on fire?
I had planned my whole afternoon around watching Nokolo's last bulletin at 7. So I had
you treated this like a religious ceremony, this Nokolo thing.
Oh,
huh?
No.
Wow.
It was a big event. So, you know, I planned it. I had a snack. I had a throw on. I had my fluffy socks. I had the heater going. So
you made it romantic.
I watched that and it was great. So by the time the president came up, I was so comfortable, I was lulled into sleep. By the time he started, he said, my fellow South Africans, I was already dozing off. So I also relied on the friends, and I think we all have them now in our circles. Mm. They're always those friends who want to be on top of things. They want to be the ones who break the news and inform us all.
I woke up
to texts and infographics from people about what the president said.
Cut this little clip and send it to Nokolo. We should, because this is, I'm getting emotional, and I'm like, no, I haven't had the relationship that you've had, and I'm like, Sia, get her back. We have to get her back for Sia.
Well, maybe we should.
No, this is nothing compared to what some people did. The outfit that she wore yesterday was actually custom made by someone who loved watching her for years in the Eastern Cape. This person drove from the Eastern Cape up to Johannesburg yesterday to personally deliver it to Nokolo. There's Jessica Mlangeni, who's a big praise singer, who wanted to stop by Nokolo's house and give her a praise song, which is big in the Xhosa culture. And then there were a bunch of people who actually rocked up at the SABC yesterday just to be standing outside and to see Nokolo walk in.
Those people were at the SABC because they were fired and they're not getting their contracts renewed and they just had nowhere else to go. You know what happens at the SABC.
Or their key cards have expired. Or their key cards have expired and they don't know who to talk to about getting a new one.
That's probably what happens.
No.
So SABC fires and hires people. So at the end of March is like death time on radio and television. And then they start new contracts in April. So listen, speaking of the SABC, I see that our friend, she's probably the only person who I still really keep in contact with. And even then, it's very rarely. But I sort of message her every now and then just to check how she's doing. That's Sureshni Ryder, who was at 5FM with us. She apparently was there for like 18 years. That's a long time to be in one place. And they also got rid of her, apparently. Yesterday, there are a couple of people that I know that are no longer there. Apparently, Duran, who used to do sport, he's gone. So I don't actually know who's left. Like, I honestly don't even know. I don't even know what one name of people who are still.
Most stations have at least two Durans, and now they've got none.
Now they got none. Hey, that must be terrible.
They just play half the song and go, this is Duran. And they've...
Oh, God.
So the joke's going nowhere, but I'm enjoying it. Shickling me pink.
It's not so great.
It's very funny
not your best
that way. I am on some of the SABC's press list, I get sent this information. And then yesterday afternoon, I got the press release about particularly 5FM's new lineup. And
is,
I read
is there anyone
and I
thought, we know?
Roger Good was doing their breakfast, and he's now moving to an hour slot daily between 6 and 7 p.m.
Isn't he the techno oak? Did he do breakfast?
He was doing breakfast, and then now
breakfast on 5FM.
That's incredible.
On Fridays.
So they've basically demoted him to like an
extended 2 hours.
He's got like an hour, and then lucky him, on Fridays they give him a whole 2 hours. Wow.
Sounds, but that's like
good.
When the jaw, right?
Yeah.
Have an axe, I'm Roger Goodman.
Yeah, sure.
Nicole De Silva will stay doing Weekend Breakfast.
She's lovely. I love her.
Then I only know one other name, which is Zanele Portello, but that's because I've met her around town.
Mm.
She's going to be doing midday from 12 to 3. But other than that,
wow.
I don't know anyone else. Bar some DJs over the weekend, you know.
Jesus. Oh, it sounds dire over there. But they have fired a lot of people because they can't actually pay them. They've become too expensive. Mm. And the SABC, as we know, have no money. So... it's just embarrassing.
It's such a good time strategically to get rid of all of your established talent. Yeah. Probably, you know, a year after the world fully acclimated to streaming everything. like globally, paid and retained talent on traditional broadcast media are leaving to make far more money, having far more freedom, doing it themselves on YouTube.
Yeah.
In other news, the SABC have just stopped paying all their best people.
Gord, are you going to take Nicola Frookburn's place?
I don't have any of the qualifications to do that. I'm not, firstly, my vernac is nowhere what it should be. Secondly, I'm not trustworthy, calming, warming, informed, articulate, sometimes-ish.
All right. Well,
I've got maybe 20% of what is needed.
It is time for the news, so let's check out some of the headlines. So here is the president, a summary of the president's stuff from yesterday. He said that the country is going to remain on level one. A few extra restrictions for the Easter weekend. He said basically they had a meeting and they've decided that alcohol sales will be banned on the following terms. Given the role of alcohol in fueling reckless behavior, we will put in place some restrictions over Easter. To this end, the sale of alcohol for off-site consumption will be prohibited this coming Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. So big deal. I mean, unless you were planning a massive...
we're giving you a week's heads up that in order to do what you were going to do anyway, you need to do your shopping before Thursday.
So you can imagine.
It's like, we are trying to prevent a war. So free guns will only be issued on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday.
Right.
Please be aware, you cannot buy guns on the weekend. Therefore, there shall be no more wars.
Right. That's it.
The one point that was surprising to me in his address was around the number of people who are allowed at a gathering. And I thought, that's surprisingly large for a time when he would anticipate that there'll be a lot of gatherings, but 250 people inside, and I think it's 500 who are allowed to gather outside. I thought that was surprisingly large.
250 people... is a packed small drum and bass jaw.
That's a lot. That's quite a lot for indoors.
We're talking about a weekend that traditionally has a lot of church services that draw on for a very long time. There's a lot of singing and clapping hands and high-fiving and hugging, and then you must eat the blood of Jesus Christ, and then I'm going to feed you.
You what? Just back when
going to happen?
Yeah.
The blood of Jesus Christ. Yeah, this is where we need to be. So I was just rewinding. Again.
All right. We've got more important things to talk about. So I'm going to move us.
I just want to know if you're talking about communion or if there's something you actually.
No, it's communion.
Okay.
Yes. All right. Communion. That's what they call it.
All right. A record petrol price hike is expected next week. This is important news, especially even if you're driving less, especially if you have a car and you're concerned that those costs are going up. Who isn't? According to estimates from the AA, petrol is said to increase by 73 cents a liter. That's a lot. Diesel by 39 cents a liter. Paraffin by 37 cents. And that is before additional April fuel levies kick in. When you factor in the levies, petrol could rise by as much as 1 rand a litre. That's a big, big change.
I love that they're called April fuel levies.
Mm.
It's like we are now overtly taking the piss. Yeah. I'm pretty sure they're putting these petrol levies on to pay for the roads they're going to build for the 2010 World Cup. That's what the levies we get put on are usually for, so we can be prepared for the World Cup.
That's right. That's right, in 2010.
I love that they put a petrol levy on for 2 years to pay for the roads. Mm. Didn't build the roads.
No.
Then then built the toll booths to pay for the roads,
correct.
And then put another, and only finished the roads in 2013, and then put another petrol tariff. Firstly, once they were built, didn't take away the petrol tariff for building the roads, put another one on to pay for them again. And they still have never come off.
No.
It's like, we're going to put 20 cents on petrol for 2 years to build a building.
Mm-hmm.
4 years later, the building's built, and they're like, we're putting 20 cents on petrol to pay for that building we built.
Yeah, that's you've just summarized the whole plan. It's basically a way to get your money that they shouldn't be doing, but they're crooks. So in Cape Town, they found the body of a 17-year-old girl near a farm in the Groot Drakenstein area. Apparently, the grim discovery was made at 7 p.m. on Monday night. Apparently, the police have said an autopsy will be conducted to determine her death. Apparently, they found the body was decomposing already, so you can imagine it's been there for a while. In Ravensmead, a murder probe is underway after the burnt body of a woman was found Tuesday morning. This is two women found in 1 week. Very, very concerning. If that doesn't worry you a little bit, then I don't know what worries anyone. Because this is
those are just the ones awful. That got found.
Correct. And they're following up all leads in order to arrest the suspect or suspects responsible for both of these murders. Ugh, man. You know, when are we going to...
Yeah, screw the news. This is just so horrible. And I understand it's reality and we have to deal with it. But, yeah, see, that's just the worst.
And then...
17 years off.
Here's some more news to make you feel great this morning. A Mexican man was accused of smuggling people into the United States. He was smuggling 13 other immigrants who died in a horrific car crash near the border, and they've all been arrested, those who survived, and charged with federal crimes, prosecutors said on Tuesday. The SUV crash when a packed vehicle collided with a truck in California after crossing the border on March the 2nd made global headlines and came amid a fresh surge of migrants attempting to enter the country from Mexico and Central America. And the Biden administration now has four times the number of kids in cages that Trump did when they accused him of being a terrible human rights violator for doing exactly the same with less kids in cages than Biden. And are the media saying, kids in cages? No, they're not. Why? Because they love Biden. If you thought the media in America weren't biased, here's all the proof you ever needed. It's unreal. And then this is something for you, Gordo. SpaceX chief Elon Musk confirmed that the latest prototype of the company's Starship rocket series had crashed after the video feed of the test flight cut out while people were watching it. At least the crater is in the right place, he joked, acknowledging the fourth failed test of the prototype. Something significant happened shortly after the landing burn start. Should know what it was once we can determine the bits later today and once we can examine them. The rocket, the SN-11, launched from the South Texas facility around 1 o'clock GMT yesterday and began its ascent to 10 Ks, experiencing some video glitches. And it was descending to the surface when the feed was lost again, and then they confirmed that it had actually crashed. So they're just going to keep testing these.
You mentioned their four failed tests, and I realize I'm not trying to like be a fanboy that immediately like, well, screw that.
Yeah.
But actually, all four of these tests have achieved their primary goals perfectly, and the secondary goals of attempting landing have gone various degrees of better than expected. So they just wanted to see if they could land it on the target the first time, and it like went down, and as it landed, it exploded. Then they had one that landed successfully. They had one that went straight into the ground and blew up. Then they had one that landed successfully, chilled for about 10 seconds and then blew up. And this one, they said, the test is to get it to 10 Ks. Then they're going to try land it. Don't expect SN-11 to come home. Like, if it lands, it'll land hard. So they're not really like, oh, shit, we lost another one. Now we have to build another one. They've got the SNs up to past 20 all being manufactured one at a time. And each time they test a new parameter, and if that works, they try land it if they can, and then the next one they test a new parameter. So it's this brilliant process of prototyping where the prototypes are supposed to be expendable.
And this is because they want to reuse those rockets, right?
Yeah. So they're like, instead of trying to make a perfect one and losing billions every time you test it once a year and it blows up, just build more and more and more of them and get the they also want to mass manufacture these, and not like in the distant Jetsons future, like before 2030, they want to be making these things like Boeing make airplanes.
I know we've basically touched on this once or twice before, but if you could, if I said to you, Gordo, there's a extra seat on a space shuttle flight around the Earth, you'll go up for like 24 hours, you get to see the Earth, and you'll come straight back, and we'll let you go for free. Would you go?
If it was like not the third flight of the technology, if they'd been doing this for three or four years since their last explosion.
Let's say,
I don't know if I'd medically survive a flight into space.
No, but I'm about to turn 40
and I don't think I'd be allowed to get
it. Let's say it would be similar to just hopping on a plane to Cape Town.
Of course I would.
You would.
To fly around the world and see the Earth from low Earth orbit. Yes, of course.
It's funny.
I wouldn't get in a Soyuz rocket and do it now, but if they built a space plane,
sure.
I'd go. Sure.
See,
I'd also wouldn't want to go and colonize Mars, but if they could make it safe for you to fly when you're a bit older, like late mid-50s, 60s, I'd happily go die there. I would love to die on another planet. Shit, man.
Really?
You're born on this planet and you die 90 million kilometers away on Mars. Fuck yes.
Oh.
Doing your bit you know, for the, you know, you go spend 5 years doing the radioactive shit. Whatever.
I don't know, dude. I've got to say, I'm a very curious person and I'm usually open to all kinds of ideas and learning and you know, finding out about new things. And I'm not incurious about space, but I would be frightened. I wouldn't want to use up any of my life on Earth not being on Earth.
I would love it. And to go to the moon, man, it's mind blowing. Like this is the stuff. The future is. I don't want to live forever, but I want to know what happens. You know, I want to know what the end of the seasons are like.
Hey,
what will happen? It's so exciting.
Do you want to hear an insult today from Mum Jane?
To me?
No, it's not for you, Gord. You've already had your chance. She's been mean to you already.
She sure has.
So Jane, we're recording an insult from Jane every day. Maybe because this one is, we're going to save Simpiwes for next week because I don't want her to kind of hear Jane insulting her and not be able to say her say back. So maybe we'll do Sia's.
Give her rights to reply?
Yeah, we've got to give her a right to reply, correct, Sia. So maybe we'll
play.
We
can also get her in if you want to.
Well, maybe we should just wish her a happy birthday and then we could play her insult at the same time. I mean, that's a, talk about a two-edged, you know, double. Talk about a double-edged. What do you even call
it? It's your birthday insult on the Gareth Cliff Show. You just had a birthday, and we would like to let you know that you can go and
with headphones on and I'm closed in my office. I heard some people cackle from down the corridor.
All right, yeah, get her on. And
a
then,
birthday wish and an insult.
Get her on, then we can introduce her to everybody because she's been running the show for like 2 months or more now. So you know.
Do you want her on her own device, or should she just come and hop on here?
Whatever's easier. Just whatever you prefer. And then we can also play her the insult that Jane has decided to craft for her. Jane has got some horrible things to say about everybody, and she doesn't rehearse them or write them down or anything. It just comes straight out of her like this. She's,
freestyle, straight off the top of the dome.
She's got beef with everybody. She'd be a good rapper.
Screw you, and you too, and your whole crew. Fuck you.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Hi, Simpiwe.
Hi.
So listen, first of all,
hi God.
So, hi Simpiwe.
Happy birthday for Sunday. I know that this is old news already on the show, but just in case people didn't know, what did you do for your birthday? Anything fun?
I drank.
Ooh,
oh, really?
But I mean, nowadays it's about location, location, location. Did you go somewhere special, like the patio?
I went to a restaurant called Gratitude.
Oh,
so
okay.
Yeah, it was a bit lonely.
Gratitude,
oh, like you it was nice, but you thought, why am I paying so much for this?
Gratitude.
Oh, I wasn't paying, darling.
then you must go big.
Yeah. So gratitude sounds like one of these like hippie places where you look at the menu and then you order something, but you pay whatever you think is fair. Yeah. Is it like that?
Or you have to like go and farm it outside in the organic veggie garden and make it yourself.
Mm.
I will definitely say I was not looking at prices because my friends were like, it's on us. So I was ordering away.
Nice friends you have. I like that.
Mm.
All right. Now you got to get ready because here's some, Jane has not got a happy birthday for you. She's got something to say. All right. And you know how Jane tends to say things, not just as they are, but in the most cruel way possible. So here's what Jane has to say for you this week. And everybody gets a chance. Gord had his, what, a couple of weeks ago, Gordo?
Yes, I sure did.
All right, so here's what Jane has to say for you, Simpiwe.
Oh, Simpiwe,
look at you. At the time we left Cliff Central, I was thought maybe you're not going to come back. Now you came back running. You know, you came back here with those tongue English man, and look at you now, you are back at Cliff Central. When you left here at Cliff Central, we thought you're not going to go and come back. But now, look at you, you are back. Simply, please, next time when you go, just say bye exactly the way you're supposed to say bye. Don't go like you're not going to come back. Especially now you came back here. It's like we have to welcome you back again. No, we're not going to do that, girl. Next time when you leave, leave forever. Don't come back, dear. Thank you, Simpy. Don't get mad with me. It's the way I am.
It's the way she is.
Don't get mad with me. It's the way I am. She's the best. So you just got shit for leaving and coming back.
She's so horrible.
Yeah.
That's the worst thing Mum Jade has got on you, then you're doing fine.
Yeah, but Simpiwe...
she will go low. She will go low if she's got the ammo.
So Simpiwe was basically... You were there from the beginning of Cliff Central. Like, you were one of our first interns when we started back in, what, 2014, right?
No.
Yeah.
I wish, eh? I think they joined like 2017, 2016.
No, bullshit. No, no, no. I remember you were like in that first crop of people. Then you left and you started again with us like at the end of last year. Or am I completely confused?
I think you're confused, Gareth. Old age.
So
old
why
age.
Is...
But it's still a long ass time. I mean, yeah. I started in 2017. I've been here for 3 years and I also keep feeling like I'm new at this.
So why does Jane have a problem with you coming back? I mean, surely she should be happy about the fact you came back.
Yeah, I think she low-key missed me and my laugh.
Maybe.
You know?
Yeah,
but you know what they say, kumbulekaya, you know, you always have to come back home.
Yeah, she actually just basically said that she was very sad when you were gone and you better not leave again because it hurt her.
Right.
That's really what I got from that.
I'll try not to hurt her feelings.
Exactly. It was a cry to not leave.
Well, there we go. Now everybody's met Simpiwe for the first time, so now you know who's running things in the studio. And just be careful. Don't upset Jane Malachi because you will get something horrible thrown your way.
You're going to get something horrible anyway, so you might as well just live your life.
Yeah. There we go. True. Correct. Ruth says, yes, Simpiwe does have an incredible and warm laugh. So lovely. Love that laugh. We should have
Thank
that on the show.
You.
Every day. All right. Very good. Cool. Man, you got to be...
Some of our listeners are coming up with some glorious puns about April Fool's shopping promos.
Oh, yes?
Vince Reyes is going, just moved, De Beers promo, April Jules. Someone else said a pool promo, Vince Reyes again, a Jewish promo, April Schulz. Somebody had a Builder's Warehouse promo, April Tools. There was an HTH promo for April Pools.
Most
of they've all gone. I can't say who said them. Sorry for the lack of accreditation on the chirps, but they've moved off the scrolling bin.
Very good. Tracy,
I love terrible puns. I love them the most out of all forms of humor.
Puns, they used to really irritate me. Now I just kind of...
You have to embrace them. They say sarcasm is the lowest form of wit. It's like, it's not. It depends how you apply the sarcasm. Like, in writing, it's this terrible thing. Like, first of all, they say you can't start a sentence with and. Yes, you can. You can start a sentence with a conjunction and a comma anytime you like. And similarly, puns are funny if they're funny. Like,
all right.
Screw you and your standards.
You become very indignant when we talk about grammar, don't you?
No, I get very indignant about grammar, but I've just had to embrace puns. It's one of those things, like, if you don't embrace it, it'll kill you. I had to stop getting upset about people not using apostrophes, even though they're the simplest thing in the world and you went to school and everything, because I was going to be upset every day. It only ends up making you sad. How angry other people make you.
I forgot that tomorrow is April Fool's. I actually totally forgot about that. Today's the last day of March, so tomorrow's the first day of April, and that means there's going to be all those stupid bullshit headlines. But I don't think anyone's going to care because the day after is a public holiday, and then we've got Monday off as well. Anybody doing anything for the long weekend?
Also, because time has not had meaning for at least. What did they used to call those medium-sized blocks when it's like 12 of the... A year, probably, since we had time had any meaning. Yeah, like the big blocks, but not the huge ones. Those are called centuries or something.
The medium-sized blocks.
Yeah, it goes day, month, week, century, decade, millennium.
Good yeah. one, Gord.
So, Ruth is making an interesting point here, and I know you've got some updates for us. Gord Laws, she's called you Gerd Laws, but Gord Laws, how's the kiddies book going? We're excited for them.
It is so exciting. It is so close to done. Yeah. I've been trying really hard not to be bouncing off the walls about it for the last like month when it's been tangibly almost ready to go, because I don't want to have people getting all excited and it's not available and getting all excited and it's not available. Mm. Made that mistake when we accidentally started marketing Bookfighter a year and a half before it was ready. But it is very ready. It's very close. Anytime in the next couple of weeks, I'm going to start a little pre-hype campaign, maybe some pre-orders. There'll be a promo code for the listeners of this show to get a little discount if they want one. And I estimate, because it's final touches to the artwork and it's a few like proof printing and
Gordo,
checking a few
final
things.
Just do me a favor on your microphone there. You've got a gain button. Just bring it down like
check.
Yeah, because just there's a little,
I think that's
bit
a little
distortion.
Too low
that's
now.
Too soft now. No, much too soft.
A bit more.
Yeah, more.
Say when.
Stop, that's good.
Yeah, that's fine.
So a penguin called Dave,
no,
and how the day was saved.
Loud,
is going to be the
loud,
first
it's
one.
Too loud, it's too loud.
I can adjust it on my side, guys.
That's okay. Probably better, yeah.
All right, adjust it there. Sorry, because a lot of people, Yonder is saying here, giving us some audio advice. Gord, your mic is either too high as there is a crackling sound on the app.
It's weird. It's like stuff is changing. It was, the audio was fine, and then it started echoing. Hmm. Just let me know if it's okay now. I can try and change it.
So here's a nice comment, just while Gord's sorting out his sound, from Neo. Neo says, listen to the MKT, that's Bulelo's show, for the first time last night. Must say it's the best sports show in the country currently. What a show. Tell Mbulelo I say a shout-out to him. Well, he listens to us in the mornings, so I'm sure he'll hear your compliment, Neo, but thank you very much for the feedback. We love to hear that. I saw Mbulelo yesterday for the first time in ages, he's very amped up. He's got some amazing guests lined up. I mean, if you're a sports fan and you're not listening to this show and watching it on YouTube and you haven't subscribed yet, you are missing out on a really big thing.
Ooh.
And it's doing extremely well, so go and subscribe, be one of the first people, and you can say when this show goes international, you can say we were there from the beginning. Get on board ASAP. It is 7 o'clock, so when we come back we will have more for you and lots of cool stuff. LB's asking, where do we get MKT? On YouTube, just look him up, Cliff Central Sport. You can also look up the MKT show. That's Bulelo's show, you can find all the details on cliffcentral.com if you want to know more. So go and sign up ASAP. And Tokozo is also a big fan, says it just comes on too late. Well, this show's too early, that show's too late, we're back where we started. We can't please everybody.
Space-time continuum is some bullshit.
Exactly. All right.
I'm not all right with it.
You're not all right, huh? Unhappy.
No, because things are not at the times that suit me.
When we come back, we will hopefully be an hour into Gord's day, and he'll be much more happy with what's going on around him. Stick around, cliffcentral.com. Got lots of things to get into.
You mean a lighty darky?
A lighty darky.
Yeah, that's what I call the waking up, going to sleep length unit.
A lighty darky. Okay, it's not some kind of racist term. We just need to be clear.
No. It's how it goes. Yeah, it goes from light to dark.
All right.
I didn't even think in that direction until you pointed it out, and now I feel self-conscious.
You ain't
going to
hear those words come out of my mouth.
I've got, by the way, I've got some incredible feedback on.
I don't think about that sort of thing, and I'm sorry if it bothers people who do.
On email, we've got some really interesting emails from people that I got to get into as well. So remind me to do that. All coming up, cliffcentral.com, just after 7.
CliffCentral.com.